6 minutes past 7.
Bill Upton at breakfast on BBC WM.
Good morning to you. It is Tuesday morning across Birmingham and the Black Country. A Tuesday morning that we're renaming on this programme Ash Tuesday on Phil Upton at breakfast. I'm afraid it's all kicked off again. Just when things look like they might start to get back to normal, plans to start allowing airports to reopen look like they may be on hold this morning. All down to new information gained overnight by the Air Traffic Control Authority, NATS, pulling back on plans to reopen British airspace later today because the volcanic eruption in Iceland has intensified.
You're listening to the West Midlands radio station, BBC WM.
Yeah, National Air Traffic Control says that a new ash cloud is now spreading towards the UK. This is the very latest on an ever-changing situation. First flights out of Scottish airports should be taking off any moment now. Indeed, airports in Scotland and Newcastle reopened as of 7 o'clock this morning. But the situation for airports like Birmingham, Heathrow and Gatwick is still very unclear. Plans originally that they could open at lunchtime may be put on hold. It's estimated that nearly 7 million passengers have been affected as the situation now enters what is its sixth day. Since flights were grounded, Birmingham International Airport has turned, effectively, into a ghost town. So how are people there, who rely on it being open for their incomes, coping? We sent BBC WM's Ed Dawes down yesterday to find out.
The aviation shutdown is not only affecting passengers, now businesses are starting to suffer too.
Mike Gilmore, the Managing Director of Passenger Transport Solutions UK Limited.
So Mike, standing outside the airport today, this is the seventh day of the stoppage, and I suppose normally this would be full of cabs. There's about two outside the terminal building.
Yeah, well, as you can see, we've got 10 in a line here. Normally we'd have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines full, plus 10 on the main rank. And then behind us in the long-stay car park, we'd have the same again. Because we've got over 300 members who are contracted to support the airport, and we're here. Give us the green light and we'll go. But as you can see, the guys here are supporting us, even though they probably won't move. But we're there, ready to go.
Taxi!
Yes, mate, where to, please?
Oh, I don't know, anywhere. The roads are empty.
Jump in.
Palmjit Singh, been working at the airport, coming at 6 o'clock normal shift. By now we've usually done about 3 to 4 jobs, but there's no flights in, we're still servicing the airport. And what we're getting is people that are coming in to reschedule, get their money back, that haven't got transport are catching. So maybe one taxi an hour is moving. So in the morning, I think since morning, about 5 taxis have moved.
What about your personal sort of issues there? Because if you're not bringing the money in, you don't really get a cut, do you?
Yeah, if we're not bringing them, we're self-employed, so if we don't bring the money, we've got, you know, that is what we're relying on. You can either go and work elsewhere, you know, that's the alternative, or once you're stuck here like I am at the moment, you've just got to take the knock, and when things get back to normal, hopefully recover the losses that we sustain now.
What about your other colleagues?
Well, a lot of the colleagues, 90% of them, are not turning up because they're not prepared to wait for the period that's required. I mean, 6 hours for a job is absolutely unbearable, as a, you know, financially and just physically waiting for a job that much is stress. Just boredom.
Birmingham's overrun with cabs as well, so this is just going to make it worse for you, isn't it?
All that's happened now is all the drivers have gone into the city centre, which is already overcrowded without rank spaces, so the city drivers are not making money. You know, it's a knock-on effect, and I think that knock-on effect will go on, where drivers will just be going squeezing spaces wherever they can, basically, to get some kind of work.
The latest cost to the airlines said to be staggering. Estimations of £140 million being lost every day by the airline companies alone. So what's the long-term impact that this may have on our airlines? Joining me in the studio this morning, Peter Robinson is senior lecturer at Wolverhampton University. Peter, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
This morning. Yes, that's a big figure, £140 million a day. Can they cope with losses like that?
A lot of them will be really struggling at the moment. There are a good number of operators in the travel industry who have sufficient reserves, but generally they're the bigger companies who have interest in lots of different areas of travel, so they might have tour operations and ferries and crews and airlines, and they're able to also use those synergies to again rescue people from overseas, to use their coaches to bring people back to the UK. The smaller operators and the businesses that are purely in the airline industry will be really struggling at the moment with those sorts of costs, and some of them will not be in a position where they can continue to support their customers overseas necessarily.
And how long before we're hearing of airlines having to lay people off because they just can't afford to pay people not to be at work?
It's difficult to know. We've seen in the last couple of years with the general global economic crisis, that airline operators have gone bust, that there have been restructuring programs, that people have lost jobs, people have been made redundant. It's very difficult to know because we've not been in a situation like this before where we've been able to compare, but I would imagine if it went on for any more than another 2 or 3 days, then airlines would start looking at their sort of finances and what they need to do in order to start to negate some of the impacts of this sort of disruption.
Is it possible we could hear an airline potentially, you know, go bust because of this?
Yes, in theory it is. It very much depends on what their operating strategies are, what their crisis management plans are, and how long the crisis continues for.
Peter, appreciate it. Thanks very much indeed. Number of cruise ships, of course, heading to Bilbao in northern Spain to rescue stranded Brits. Three of the Royal Navy's largest ships are being deployed to bring back some of the British people stranded by the air chaos, including some soldiers returning home from Afghanistan. Two of the ships are heading to the Channel, HMS Ark Royal and HMS Ocean. The third, HMS Albion, on its way to Santander in northern Spain, where we can talk to our reporter this morning, James Wickham, who's overlooking the harbour there in northern Spain. Morning, James.